It is a mild and muggy Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures have moved up into the 80s in most areas, and our dew points are running mainly in the lower to mid-60s, so the humidity is definitely noticeable, though it's not as oppressive as it was for much of last week and through at least portions of the first half of this week. A couple of showers have developed in the heating of the day, so a few of us may see a rain shower, maybe a rumble of thunder through the late afternoon and early evening. An upper-level disturbance is helping to set off some of those showers, but as the disturbance pushes to the east and we lose the heating from the sun, any showers will quickly come to an end during the first part of the night. And we're looking ahead to a mild night. Temperatures will be mainly in the 60s with some 50s in the higher elevations. It will be on the humid side, and some areas of fog are likely. In fact, that fog may be locally dense late tonight and first thing tomorrow. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see that fog early. It'll burn off, and then we'll see a good amount of sunshine through the day. It'll be a warm day, and our dew points will be between about 60 and 65. So humidity again tomorrow will be noticeable, but it will not be oppressive. So we're looking at mainly dry weather tonight into the day tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we'll start to increase the humidity level a bit. So it does turn quite humid on Saturday and quite warm as well, as temperatures come up well into the 80s to near 90 degrees. A few pop-up storms are possible on Saturday. We'll have a better chance of storms on Sunday as a front approaches from the west. Quick check on the tropics this afternoon, where Tropical Storm Fiona formed last night. The storm is out in the middle of the water and poses no threat to land at this time. Closer to home, the latest drought monitor was released, and much of our area continues with abnormally dry conditions. We have pockets of moderate drought in southeastern Vermont, portions of Connecticut, also the lower Hudson Valley, and portions of the mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills. And there's portions of the Pioneer Valley that continue with severe drought conditions. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of dense fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and humid, high in the lower to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of dense fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and humid, high in the lower to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of dense fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and humid, high in the middle to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of dense fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and humid, high in the lower to mid 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a passing thunderstorm, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. And on Sunday, variably cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.